Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome everyone. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. The Supreme Court on Wednesday asked lawyer Utsav Bains to back his claims that three former employees of the top court had come together to frame CJI Ranjan Gogoi in the sexual harassment allegations. The bench had convened on the matter after Bains, in an affidavit, alleged that he had been offered money by some powerful lobbyists to aid the ploy against the CJI. The bench comprises of Arun Mishra, R.F. Nariman and Deepak Gupta and will convene for its second hearing on the matter today. Now, Wednesday's hearing saw a heated exchange between Justice Nariman and Bains over the lack of evidence behind the claims of conspiracy. The Attorney General rebuked Bains and expressed concern as to why a person would file an affidavit of this nature but not produce evidence. The Attorney General reportedly rebuked Bains and expressed concerns as to why a person would file an affidavit of this nature but not produce evidence. The bench, while directing Bains to file a second affidavit, said that it will inquire and go to the root of the alleged claims of fixers at work and manipulating the judiciary. Now, the court also summoned the chiefs of CBI, Delhi Police and the IB to their chambers over a probe into the matter and directed the chiefs to seize the relevant material in order to support the contents of Bains' affidavit, as mentioned. Moving on, ahead of his nomination filing on Friday, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to hold a roadshow in Varanasi today. The roadshow will begin at 3 p.m. right after he garlands the statue of Banaras Hindu University founder Madan Mohan Malviya and will conclude with the Prime Minister offering prayers on the banks of Ganga. He will be joined by BJP leaders like the chief himself, Amit Shah, and the chief minister of Uttar Pradesh, Yogi Adityanath, along with allied party leaders Uddhav Thackeray and Nitish Kumar. On Friday, the PM is slated to hold a meeting with party workers before heading to the collectorate's office for filing his nomination from Varanasi Lok Sabha constituency. The Madras High Court yesterday lifted the interim ban on the Chinese-owned TikTok video app. Now, the ETC on 3rd of April had enacted the ban over concerns regarding pornographic content. TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, had challenged the order on the grounds that such a ban was in breach of the right to freedom of speech itself. Now, the court's decision to vacate its order was made on the condition of proper safeguards, and the judgment lifts the stay order by the Supreme Court on the interim ban imposed by the Madurai bench earlier this month. The app will be available for download on Play Store and App Store very soon once again. Now, in a huge snub to the BJP after being denied a ticket from the party, MIFT leader Udit Raj has come to join the Congress in presence of party chief Rahul Gandhi yesterday. The BJP had on Tuesday picked singer Hans Raj Hans as its candidate for Northwest Delhi, snubbing Udit Raj, who had threatened to leave the party if dropped. Now, soon after joining the Congress, Udit Raj accused the Saffron Party of being anti-Dalit and said that he was a popular figure but was accused of influencing Dalits. Raj further added, and I quote, that had I not raised my voice for Dalits, I would have been made the Prime Minister. The sitting MP had come to be a part of the BJP in February 2014 after merging his Indian Justice Party. In the past few years, Raj has often taken views contrary to the party line, including on the Shabrimala conflict and the Bharat Bandh. In its report to the Supreme Court, the Election Commission yesterday has described Prime Minister Narendra Modi's biopic as an hagiography that may disturb the level playing field if released during elections. The Commission emphasized that Vivek Oberoi's Starer can't be termed as a biopic, but is a movie that eulogizes a political representative. Favoring the temporary ban, it also pointed out in its 20-page report that the movie has shown opposition parties in poor light. Now, the Supreme Court will examine the EC's report on the 26th of April and will take a call on the petition by the filmmakers who have challenged the order of the EC to stall the movie's release. Right, that's all for today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you, like always. In the meantime, please don't forget to follow news18.com for more updates and also to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com once again. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.